Hi there, I'm Daniela. Welcome to a space created for women struggling with their breast implants or have already said goodbye to them, just like we did.
And I'm Michelle. We're so glad you're here. Together, we're supporting a community of courageous women redefining beauty and confidence.
The Breast Implant Breakout Podcast starts now. Hi, I'm Daniela Jackson.
And I'm Michelle Ortega.
Welcome to our podcast, Breast Implant Breakup. I'm so excited that you're here. We couldn't be more excited, right?
Oh, we're so excited. We are building a community for women to feel supported and loved while making one of the toughest decisions of their lives, at least in our lives. It was pretty hard. And that is of breaking up with your breast implants.
Through personal experiences, we just want to share with you all the things behind getting breast implants, the decisions why we got the breast implants, and all the process throughout the surgery. How do you feel when you look at yourself in the mirror for the first time? How do you incorporate, again, your workouts? Like, there is so much into it, right?
Absolutely. And most importantly, we want to talk about the process of rediscovering your beauty, rediscovering that love for yourself, for your new body, which, yeah, it doesn't look as voluptuous or maybe as great as it used to without the breast implants, but we're sure that we can guide you in the process of understanding that your body is still beautiful, it's still working for you, it's still taking you places, it's allowing you to hug your loved ones, and it's here for you. And we want to make sure that you understand that your value as a woman doesn't come from the breast implants, but rather from a beauty that comes from within all human beings. And that's going to be the journey that we take you in, and we're going to guide you through, because it's a tough one. Though it's very beautiful, it can be challenging at times.
Yeah, so let us introduce ourselves first. Like I say, I'm Daniela Jackson. I go by Dani. I'm a Latina mom of four from Venezuela. I have a degree in social communication. I got certified in high fitness last year, as you can see.
And that's the logo, by the way, the yes. High fitness logo.
And I'm very into fitness and wellness and, you know, mental health, all these things about taking care of your body, listening to your body, you know, having intuition and to know what your body wants and what your body needs. So I'm up for it 100%. And I'm going to break down later, you know, all the things that why I made that decision back then.
And like of putting them on.
Yeah, I haven't said, but I got the breast implants in 2004. Mm-hmm. And finally, after 20 years, I decided I'm done. I'm going to break up with them. I don't need it anymore. And I started listening to my body. So I got them removed 4 weeks ago.
Just recently.
Yeah. So it's been quite a journey, but it's been so... If I can describe in one word how I feel after removing the breast implants, I can say freedom. I feel free. I feel...
liberated.
I feel myself again. And like I say, we're not here to judge you. We're here to support you. I mean, if you just decided to get your breast implants, I applaud you, because I've been there. You have been there.
Absolutely.
And we're not here to judge, but just to share our personal experience. And there is so many women out there. Actually, after removing the breast implants, I found a community on Facebook, and I have seen so many women right now removing their breast implants for so many reasons. And it's beautiful to have a community. I feel like that's the key. And especially from my husband, you know, it's been
that
so
important.
That support has been so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important that you don't feel alone, because it can be quite lonely. And because of that loneliness, that solitude that you might experience during the process, you might even start regretting getting them removed. And we don't want you to do that. We want to make sure that you feel heard, seen, validated, and confident that you have done the right thing for yourself, for your body, for your mind, for your feelings, your soul. So, I think that that's the most beautiful thing that we can offer each other, is a supportive system or a network. And again, that's why we're here for you. And just really quickly, I want to tell you about a little bit about myself. So I'm Michelle Ortega, but I go by Michi. I love the fact that we have short names that kind of match, Michi and Dani. And I'm originally from Honduras. I was born and raised there, but I have lived now here in the States for 20 years. I consider myself bicultural, bilingual. My dad is American. My mom is Honduran. So I feel very in tune with both cultures and both countries. And as far as my story with the breast implants, I got them on, or you know, I got the surgery in 2009, and then I got them removed in 2019. So I spent 10 years with them, and I knew that whenever it came time to remove them, whether it be because it was time, you know, they're not meant to be inside you forever, or if I had symptoms, I had decided that I was not going to keep on the conveyor belt. I was not going to keep on doing the process of having to get new breast implants every 10 to 15 years. So I hadn't made the decision years before it was time for me to remove them, to get them out. And I'm very happy I did. I eventually got married after removing implants. So yes, you can find a man, ladies, if you're wondering if that's going to be a problem. I think that you find an even better partner, because all your attention and your focus on your value as a woman becomes about your personality, the way you think, your values. So, you know, there's less attention to the way you look, though that's still kind of a thing you're, you know, utilizing to get someone's attention and potential mate. But anyway, going back to the story, I did find a great man who loves me with no breast implants. And yeah, I feel really great about my whole journey. And obviously, we're going to talk in detail about, you know, how the whole thing happened. And I'm just so excited to be here. And really quickly, I want to tell you about how Dani and I met. So Dani was a courageous woman who shared her story on Instagram the day that she removed her breast implants, or maybe a couple days later, you posted a picture of you with your bandages. And I admired that so much, because when I went through that experience, I kept it to myself. I didn't really, you know, feel like I had a community or that I could share this experience with anyone. It was a very private thing, and I wish I would have had the courage to talk to people and say, actually, I do want some support, I do want some love and validation. But that's basically how we got in touch, is because of that courageous post that was extremely vulnerable and inspiring at the same time for many other women. And I love that about you, Dani, so thank you for doing that. And because of that, that's the reason we're here today.
Thank you so much. And I feel so honored that you came to me with that idea, because my whole life I felt like I want to do a podcast, but I don't think I'm a motivational speaker.
So you don't have to be.
What can I talk about? And then you came with this amazing idea, and I felt like this is it. I love it. I want to share this with the world. And, you know, and I love that we have different stories.
Yeah.
And me as a mom, if you're a mom, I can understand, you know, the fears and the second thoughts. Like, I actually felt the same way you did. And I felt, well, how long am I going to be doing this? I don't want to go through surgery every 10, 15 years. I'm going to be 40 this year. So I'm like, let's say I replace them. Then in 10 years, I have to do this again. Like, I don't want it. So why not now? Yeah. And and Mary, my husband, already loved me.
he can deal with it.
So he can deal with it. And he's been so nice, so nice, so kind, you know. Not that you need people telling you in your ear, you're beautiful, you're this, but it matters.
It does. You know? Especially coming from your loved one. Yeah. You want to hear that they still love who you are. And it wasn't because you had breast implants.
You know? And I realized that after 20 years, I thought, I think I know, I think that now the way I feel matters to me more than the way I look.
That's so important.
And that's the reason, the main reason why I got the implants removed. I kind of like start procrastinating out of fear. And then I thought, but I want to have more kids. Then I got pregnant. And then the next year I got pregnant again. And I'm like, okay, I think we're done. This is it. Like, I have to do it. And I went through surgery so terrified. Just thinking,
yeah,
you know,
this last time that you went for surgery?
Yeah, and that's also something I would love to share later. Like, the first two times, because I got surgery two times.
Right.
Not only you have to get them bigger every time, but also...
I didn't know that.
Also, I went with a big smile just thinking, yes, I'm going to have the big boobs I always wanted to have. And I'm going to look the way, you know, you think people wants to see you.
Yeah. And then you're kind of expected to have that femininity within you, right? Of like showing the breasts.
Yes. And then this time I went through surgery thinking, this is it. What if something happens? And, but that's the fear when you have, little ones. And but I'm so glad I did. I can tell you in just four weeks, I feel so much better. Wow. I feel so
good.
Congratulations,
Dani.
Yeah, thank you so much. And so we're excited again that you're here. And please, you can follow us on Instagram, Breast Implant Breakup, and our YouTube channel is Breast Implant Breakup. And we would love to hear your stories. We want to hear all the things that you have to say. And if you have any questions, we're here for you.
That's right.
Because your story matters too. And this could be something where you can feel, I went through that, or I want to get them removed, but I'm having second thoughts and I'm on the fence. Like, I promise you, this is the best decision ever made.
I love that for you. And hopefully that's a story as well that you are having at home. If you already removed those breast implants and you're feeling so amazing, we also want to hear about those stories.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, again, it's very important that we validate each other's decision and say, yes, you're doing the right thing. You're going to feel so much better. So anyway, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and we'll see you on the first episode officially. This was just an introductory episode, but we'll see you on the very first one very soon. So thank you for being here, and see you.
See you soon.